The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I hate them. Anyway, I was in a foul mood anyway. I chatted with Toppy Smelly for a while from the Smellcast, and I guess he was having similar technical issues. But he had to pull out of the show. I heard that when I was listening to the opening show and Big Fatty's little show last night, which was amazing. Big Fatty's best show ever. I was lying on the floor rolling around. It was just like performance art. It was so freaking funny. I just adore that man. Oh my God. So I was sad to hear that Toppy had to pull out. That sounds really, really filthy, Toppy. I am sorry.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty's little show last night, which was amazing. Big Fatty's best show ever.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. And this is episode 3044 of the BFO for Thursday the 10th of October 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's more Voice Letter Palooza. Yes, Big Fanny, finally catching up with Mike and Joe. Hello, donators. Big Fanny, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, once again, full transparency here. I'm recording this prior to my trip to Atlanta. Because y'all, assuming everything goes to schedule, I left on Tuesday, and I'll be coming back either Saturday or Sunday. I hadn't decided yet. Depends on how the clearing out of the Hat Cave goes. Because, you know, y'all, you're donators today, because y'all were going to be donating a lot of the personal belongings of the Hat Arena. Yes, because she didn't need them anymore. Well, no, but y'all, and, you know, there's just, you know, with an 88-year-old woman, I don't need any of her clothes. Big Fanny, what about Granny? Granny probably would maybe if there were caftans, we could send them to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91364. Five, or is it 6-7? I don't know. But anyway, there were no caftans. But anyway, y'all, that's what's going on. We're in uncharted waters. Yes, Big Fanny, uncharted waters. That's where we are right now. Yes, Big Fanny.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 10th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person, I've never met this person in face-to-face, but y'all, he's done several little shows, the Far Away Nearby and the Surly You Jest, and then I think the one... he's concentrating on nowadays is the matinee minutia. Big Fatty, that sounds like something you do. You would do the daily minutia. Well, maybe so. But y'all, he does it with old Stink Pot. Y'all, it's none other than DJ Star Sage. Oh, Big Fatty, we love DJ Star Sage. And y'all, I have been on several of the Stick It With The Pokes with DJ. And anyway, y'all, just as nice as he can be. And y'all, I don't know what I was going to say. Yes, Big Fanny, what else is new? Well, it's true. Y'all, I'm just looking ahead at the mark and calendar for the upcoming weekend. And y'all, this just... Lots going on. Lots going on. Yes, Big Fatty, lots going on. So, y'all, if you see DJ Star Sage on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. Hello, Miss Poodle McNoodle.
Hi.
It's me, Egg Gong, calling to wish y'all a happy full moon. And not just any ordinary happy full moon, but a mid-autumn festival full moon, which is supposed to be the largest full moon of the year. Which I don't know, but apparently this happens in Mexico. But anyway, we are in Mexico, having tea and mooncakes, cakes of the moon. Anyway, yeah, that's it. Bye. Wait, how do you stop this? Damn it.
Y'all, that of course is that Ed Gong from over there in the Malaysia, Singapore, Mexico. Big Fatty, you don't even remember where he's from. Well, I think it's Singapore. And Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Now, y'all, he called that in recognition of the September full moon, which fell on the 14th. This weekend is the, on Sunday, it is the October full moon. Y'all, it is the, September was the full harvest moon, and October is the full hunter's moon. Big Fatty, November is my favorite. Oh, really? Why is that? Because that's the full beaver moon. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the beaver moon. It's true. And thank you so much for that. Poodle was when you were talking about the full harvest moon cakes. Yes, Big Fatty, I was drooling over cake. Imagine that. You have to tell us what the harvest moon cake looked like and tasted like. Yes, Big Fatty, or just better yet, just send us some. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is James Guy.
Big Fatty, did you hang up on? I didn't hang up on him. I hear the crickets. David, are you there?
Freedom shout out on your little show. And yes, it was our 3rd anniversary of our nuptials, which I know sounds vulgar. And to answer your question about what the 3rd anniversary is, it's something that would actually be of great interest to you. It is the hara, or the leather, as you often say. That's the traditional, is giving leather. The modern is giving glass. And
he didn't say ass, he said glass.
Well, ass is kind of understood.
Well,
you
know, yeah.
Yeah, that's usually what you do on your anniversarium.
Right.
Well, we know that parental ranging did, at least, because, you know, most of y'all were born within 9 months of your of their anniversary.
Yes.
Which I know is vulgar, but that's okay. But yes, so thank you very much for that. And, well, obviously I'll be listening. And I'm just looking forward to hearing episode 8,000 and whatever it was, if you live that long. So for the moment, this is David the Blue Jean Guy.
And I'm Paul, Mr. Green Jean.
And we'll be talking with you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, that of course was David, that Blue Jeans guy, and evidently they were in their jalopy, and the cellular telephonic device wasn't working so great there, David and Mr. Green Jeans. You know, that's Paul, and y'all, they were talking about their anniversarium back on the 10th of September. Big Fatty, you are behind, it's true, I had evidently said I wasn't sure what the giftette category was, but leather sounds quite enticing. Yes, Big Fatty, quite enticing. But glass, you know, Big Fatty, you just, here's some stemware. Some nice stemware is always welcome. But David and Paul, thank you so much for the follow-up on that. Yes, Big Fatty, and please apologize, offer our apologies to Mr. Green Jeans for it taking Big Fatty almost a month to play the, exactly a month to play the voice letter. Yeah, Big Fatty, you got to do better with this.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Randy in Pennsylvania. Just wanted to check in with you and thank you for the shout out this morning. Sorry I haven't called in a while, but all is well up here in the northern Mexico. I've been off work for a couple weeks. I had some shoulder surgery, a little tear in the rotator cuff, but I'm healing well, and unfortunately, I have to go back to work next week. So I just wanted to check in with you and let you know everything's fine, and I never miss a show. So take care of yourself, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that is Randy. Randy and the penis life, ain't it? Yes, Big Fatty, we didn't hear him a while back say a little show. It's true, and that's why he was calling in. That was the shout-out. Big Fatty was more like an ass-chewing. Randy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, it's always lovely to hear from all of you. And Randy, Sam in the Hinterlands, she had that rotator cuff surgery also. Big Fatty, I think it's rotator cuff. Well, it's one of the two of them, and I can't keep it straight. So and I know that she was in a sling. Big Fatty, you know Randy and Penis Livania doesn't have to have shoulder problems to be in a sling. Well, that's probably true. You know, y'all, Randy and his husband, y'all, they're going to be retiring, I believe, to the Palm Springs. Oh, Big Fatty, Stevie B has a house there. It's true. And Aunt lives there too. Oh, Big Fatty, it's just going to be the next Pride 48. It's going to be in Palm Springs we'll have it at Aunt's house. Well, we probably not, but you never know about these things, y'all. So Palm Springs, you can tell Pride 48 just getting older. Yes, let's go to our winter home in Palm Springs, where it's hot as hell, y'all. Have you ever been to Palm Springs, y'all? It's the only place. It's the only place where I've been that the temperature was like 110 degrees, and I got out of the old swimming hole and I was freezing. Because there's no humidity. And y'all, I just got the chills. Big Fatty, just hearing that gives the rest of us the chills. Poor Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us via the e-letters. And y'all, it is from that Brian in the Japan, Mexico. Big Fatty, did he get to meet Miss Beaver when she was traveling? I don't know. But anyway, it's Brian says, you know, he was recently in the Tennessee. Oh, did he see Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from... I don't know about that either, but anyway, Brian says, Dear Big Fatty, I've got an Axe Big Fatty question for you. Big Fatty, that's why you're playing the music. It's true. Here's the question. Are cinnamon brooms good for more than one season? Or are they to be replaced each year? Best regards, Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Well, first of all, Brian, thank you so much for the content. Yes, Big Fatty, you need all you can get. And this is an excellent question. And they do indeed need to be replaced every year. However, they can be reused in different ways. Like, for instance, that KC in Denver. I noticed he sent me a picture of one of his old cinnamon brooms that he used as an outdoor decoration for his door. Big Fatty, and by his door, do you mean that's the back door, and he usually goes in and out of the back door. Big Fatty, I am vulgar! Yeah, that's it. Y'all, a couple of things that are on my list here. Y'all, first of all, where is that Patty Bacon? Has anyone seen a Patty Bacon? Y'all, she's just vanished. She's absolutely vanished, and it's just not like her to go without checking it. Big Fatty, I'm becoming worried myself. So, y'all, if you see Patty Bacon on the Twitty, I know Patty Bacon... is on the Twitty, let her know that we're worried sick. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, when I got the new 11-teen, y'all, I lost my, I was able to recover my, my dice buddy, dice with buddies or whatever it's called. I was able to recover account, but y'all, I lost my Words with Friends account. So y'all, if I was playing Words with Friends with you, y'all, send me a game request. Send it. My new name on there is Big Fatty Online One. You know, the number one, and that's all one word, capital B, and then Ig Fatty Online and the number one, and we'll start playing the Words with Friends again. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. I hope things are going well in Hatlanta. Y'all, I'm going to try to see if I can have lunch with maybe George in Atlanta. You know, I've seen Gay Country West on a couple of visits, but I hadn't seen George in Atlanta in a month of Sundays. So maybe we'll just see how that works out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Frequency from the Gay Wasteland. Big Fatty, what's happened to him? Maybe he's with Patty Bacon. Maybe so. But Frequency, what did you think about today's little show?
Big Fatty's little show last night, which was amazing. Big Fatty's best show ever.
Oh, Big Fatty, he really sets the bar lower than most, doesn't he?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.